From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. The Democrats are in trouble. They're in turmoil. Well, actually, they're just Democrats. They're campaigning for the climax of the Iowa caucuses on Monday night. You'll get details later today on All Things Considered. And now, suppose someone kept the bones of your ancestors and put them on display for gawking strangers. That's how many indigenous peoples around the world view the anthropology collections in various museums. In the Pacific Northwest, an Indian tribe called the Haida is in the process of recovering ancestral remains from the Field Museum in Chicago. In the first of two reports on how social scientists are having to rethink their ways, producer Alan Cockle brings us The Bones of the Haida Nation, part of the Worlds of Difference documentary series on global cultural change, and we begin in the Grand Hall of the Field Museum.
About a century ago, anthropologists and collectors took artifacts and remains of Native Americans in the Pacific Northwest to various museums around the country. And now we are voluntarily returning remains that have been collected to the Haida Nation because we believe that it is the right thing to do.
A dancer in a turquoise mask takes the floor. His head switches from side to side, seeming to glare at the onlookers. He's the Gagit, the wild man of the forest. By tradition, this dance will serve to clear the air. All week, the Haida have been handling the bones of their people, adults and children, bones that were taken without permission. A Haida matriarch speaks, and indeed, there is some air clearing to be done here.
My Haida name is Gada, and the other one is Isquajot. To tell you the truth, it was very emotional, knowing there were so many ancestors taken away. And I think the saddest part was the little babies.
A day earlier, one of the Haida wandered through the museum's Pacific Northwest collection. "Why is it so dark in here?" he asked. "Don't they know we are a living, vibrant people?"
My name's Andy Wilson, co-chair of the Repatriation Committee. When I first started, they said there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that we have to get back from museums around the world. I said, what do you mean?
Jonathan Haas, I'm the MacArthur Curator of the Americas at the Field Museum in Chicago. When museums were collecting human remains, that was part of a larger worldview at that time. And as we wanted to collect all the animals and all the plants, I think there was a similar notion in anthropology that, well, we should go out and collect one of all of the people out there. It may have been done in a colonial and patronizing way, but I don't think it was being done by bad people who were out to do bad things.
I think it's wrong in the context of any time. I don't think people should have done that.
After the Gagit, others take the floor. First the eagles dance, and then the ravens, the two clans of the Haida. 100 years ago, the experts thought their race was doomed. But now, in order to go forward, they are returning to these traditions.
You know, there was a story behind it when I was growing up. There was one elder, and he used to say, "It's so sad what they did, but we didn't speak English, so we couldn't stop them. They just took them." And they used to say, "The spirits are wandering. Now that we're taking all these remains home, the spirits wouldn't be wandering around. They'll be settled in their own home ground." This was their belief, and I really believe in it too.
I think we've gone through a lot as a people, and I think it's important to show respect to the ancestors. I think it's also important to show respect to ourselves, to let people know that we survived all that and that we can still reclaim what is ours, to heal a part of our past.
That piece from producer Alan Cockle. Tomorrow, Alan travels to the Haida homelands to witness the ancestors' reburial. The Worlds of Difference radio project comes from Homeland Productions. For photos and more information, go to our website, npr.org.